Coach Stallings joined us, and boy, interesting start. You get out of the gate like a house of fire. And what was so good about it, and then what changed?
Well, I thought what was good about it was, you know, we were crisp in our ball movement. We got it moving. We were, you know, we were shooting wide open shots and making them. So that obviously helps. And then I think that a few of the things that kind of turned the game back into their favor were our fouls. You know, we were fouling the drive at times. And so when they got into the bonus, they were able to get us to foul, stop the clock, kind of now get the flow and the rhythm out of the game. And it just sort of got us standing around and lethargic. And then I thought that. I thought not taking care of the ball was a problem, which has been a problem two games in a row. And obviously, if we make our free throws and do a good job from the line, then it's, you know, it looks like a completely different game. But I'm not worried about the turnovers. I'm not worried about the free throws. I know both of those will rectify themselves. I mean, you know, Red shooting 91.5% in practice from the free throw line, and he's a senior. He's going to make free throws. I'm not that concerned about the free throws. You know, we were a little loose with the ball a few times, had some carry calls and on both ways, and they were good calls. I'm glad they called that. But I think our defense is got to get to the point to where we can play and play it without fouling and play it the way we want to play it without fouling. And I thought, you know, again, we're playing an undersized team. They're playing four guards, and so we're really being tested because that's sort of anti what we'll see in our league and anti what we are. But I'm really proud of our team. I to come in here, however you get a 7-point victory on the road, I was disappointed in the last 4 minutes of the game. We had a 14-point lead with 3:50 to play. I felt like if we took care of the ball, got some stops, made our free throws, it's a 20-point game. And instead, we missed our free throws. We had a couple of turnovers, and then they got some baskets, and now it's a 7-point game. So you have to give Toledo some credit because we really threw a heck of a punch at the beginning. But I thought our guys, you know, did what we had to do. We played hard. We competed hard. If you shoot 58% from the field, you're going to win a lot of games.
You want to play man. You like to play man. You played some zone tonight, and, you know, you kind of picked your spots with it, and it was pretty effective.
Well, we did, and I probably should have done a better job in our practices of really scouting out their zone offense, and they really struggled in zone against Missouri State on Saturday, despite the fact they won the game. I probably could have given our team a better idea of what to expect, but they hit a couple of threes against it, and, you know, I wasn't going to stand there and watch us give up threes in the zone for very long. But, Joe, I really was happy with our bench tonight. I thought Alan Metcalf and George Drake, and I thought Keegan came in and did some good things. Andre played good in the first half. I didn't get much of a chance in the second half, but I thought our bench, when our starters hit the skids in the first half, I thought at the end of the first half, particularly Alan Metcalf and Keegan got us some baskets. Keegan's assist and Alan running the floor got us some layups and got us going again. And then in the second half, I thought George made a huge rebound basket, and they really gave us some quality minutes. And I think as this season unfolds, and you and I have talked about this, if our bench comes along and gives us productive minutes, then we have a chance to have an awfully good team. But their play is really key to our success.
Funny, because one of the things I had on my little list here was unsung heroes, guys that the guys you just mentioned that took it to another level. And I was curious. The free throw thing, you know, that's going to correct itself. How do you approach that when you go back?
I'm not worried about the free throw thing. It started, you look and you see Red was 2 for 7. Well, that's just not going to happen. Yeah, that's just not going to happen. But I would say some of it is we go out and we're in the first, you know, road environment, and so now there's a little more tension when the game stops and you shoot a free throw. And now you wouldn't expect it to affect Red and Shane and. It didn't affect Ross. He made his. He made. You know what? Ross is a big basket maker. I think Ross is a guy that he made a big baseline jumper that was big too. I was on him during the game a little bit, and I thought his second half was really good for us. But anyway, I think that the free throw thing is it really is. I mean, Shane's an 85% or Red should be an 80% or AJ is close to 80. Ross is going to be a 75 or 80%. I mean, if you project it the way they shoot them in practice with a little bit of slippage, then we'll be fine at the foul line. I just hope we get there as many times as we got there tonight.
Finally, is it easier for you now as a coach to go back after a win, but a win where you had your struggle at times, and be able to coach things? Is it easier to get guys' attention and get their heads up because you won?
This team's not a team that we have a hard time getting their attention. I don't know about after you lose, because fortunately we haven't had to experience that yet. But we'll show them the things that caused us problems, and then they will respond because that's who they are. We've got no bad faces. We've got nobody complaining about playing time or shots or anything like that. I've challenged them to keep our team attitude where it's at right now because it's awfully good, and I think that they'll stay that way. I think as soon as we show them the things that cause us problems, they'll work hard to fix it, and that's just who they are, and we're really, really proud of them for that.
I was worried about you in the box tonight.
You know, Mike Stewart gave me a warning. I didn't even know I was out of the box. I said, Mike, I hate that rule, and he turned around to me. He said, yeah, so do I, and so at least he didn't tee me up. I didn't even know I was out. I wasn't talking to the officials. I was talking to my team. And yeah, exactly. And they need to put a wall up. Forget those lines. I need a wall up there to keep me in that thing.
Good job tonight.
Thank you.